Now, one of the things that we've been sharing about faith, and you know, you can't talk about healing. Again, we do you good to go back. You've got to first know that it's God's will for you to be healed. We looked at what is our redemptive rights in Christ and through Him. We know from the book of Romans in chapter 3, He was made a propitiation for us, or He was made an atoning sacrifice for us, and it's faith in His blood that secures our salvation. And so we know that it is by grace through faith that we have received this salvation. So we know that faith is key here, even in receiving healing, where we're talking about here. But faith, as we were sharing on Sunday, just a simple description of faith is acting like the Bible is so. Faith is an action. Faith without a corresponding action is dead, being alone. So in other words, believing has to be acted upon. And one of the first ways that we see that someone acts upon something is speaking. And we're going to look at some examples in the Bible when we talk about the spirit of faith to position ourselves to receive something from God. Then we have some examples. So 2 Corinthians, and I like this, 2 Corinthians 5:7, in the King James, and then in the Message and the Passion Translation. But 2 Corinthians 5:7, familiar scripture verse, it says, "For we walk by how? Faith and not by sight," or by, you could say, the Amplified says, "by some outward appearance." But the Message translation, you know, it just makes it plain, and I like that sometimes. It says, "It's what we trust in, but don't see that what?" It says, "but don't see yet that keeps us going." I like that. It's what we don't see yet, but it says it's what we trust in, but don't see yet, or don't yet see, that keeps us going. And the Passion Translation, it says, "For we live by faith and not by what we see with our eyes." So as we talk about what's going on in this earth today, in this world, and all of the things around us, if we keep our gaze or our focus on things seen, it can affect your faith. Because this says here, we're to walk by faith and not by sight, what we see. So a spirit of faith, when it gets a report or something it hears, you may get a report from the doctor. It doesn't say that we're to say, "Well, I don't believe that. I don't believe that it exists." It never said that. It never said to not believe that something exists. It says we are to do what? Speak to the mountain and command it to be removed. So it never said, "Don't believe that the mountain is there." So here we're to walk by faith. Faith, Hebrews 10:38, I like this. It says in the King James, it says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man does what? Draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." But I like this in the Passion Translation. It kind of explains, it helps a little bit here. And it says, "And he also says, my righteous ones will live from" whose faith? "My faith. But if fear holds them back, my soul is not content with them." So we need to make sure when it says fear, fear comes in by either something we see or something we hear. We let it enter in. Why? Because Scripture says in 1 Timothy, it says, we've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So it's not something we have. That means you'd have to have let it in through something you hear, something you see. So we need to watch what we listen to, what we hear. So what do we say here? It says here, but a fear holds them back. Well, we're to walk by faith and not be held back by something. In this case, it says fear. So the fear of something could hold you back. We can see that now. People are afraid. That it doesn't say don't believe that this coronavirus exists. You take the necessary precautions, but to operate in fear hinders your faith. Why? Because we know that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. So we don't have to walk around in fear of something that we might get that we don't have. So we need to be conscious of that. Hebrews 11:1, talking about things that we walk by faith and not by sight, it says, now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence. What's the evidence? My faith is the evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. Now let's look at Hebrews 11:3 in the King James Version. When we talk about things seen and not walking by things seen, this is a good scripture verse here. It says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed, how? By the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So here since the scripture is telling us that things seen were not made by things which appear, which means it says it was framed by the word of God, then we have here evidence that says that things seen can be changed or made. Well, let's say it this way. Things seen were made by something unseen. Then that means things seen can be changed by something unseen. It can be changed how what? By what? By our faith. So we know from Scripture that things that are seen here, it's telling us, we're not made by things which do appear. So we can change something that appears by something that's not seen. What is not seen? In other words, our faith, but our results of our faith is seen, but you can't see my faith. All you can see is my action of what I believe. So let's look at Romans 3:25 in the Passion Translation. And when we talk about having faith in something, this here, we talk about having a spirit of faith. But in order to receive anything from God, it must be done through faith. So we're talking about the healing provision provided for through redemption. It has to be received through faith. And so, as we were sharing before, that by grace you are saved through faith. And what does it say? And that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. But Romans 3:25, it says, for God, and in the back half of the verse, it says here, for God has made provision for us to be forgiven by faith in the sacred blood of Jesus. The King James says it, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, how? Through faith in his blood. So you're going to receive provision to be forgiven. How? Through faith in his blood. Let's take a look at Acts chapter 3 and verse 6 and 7 and then verse 16. Because here, Peter and John go to the gate beautiful at the time of prayer, or it says noon, or it's actually it just says the time of prayer, which was around 3 p.m. But here you have a man who's crippled, who's begging for alms, and so as they enter, this man looks to Peter and John and asks for alms. And what was Peter's response? He said, "Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and do what? Walk.'" And then verse 7, "And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones did what? Receive strength." So here, this is an attitude of faith. This is the spirit of faith. He believed. And now let's look at verse 16, because it tells you how he was healed. He says, "And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." So what healed this man? The name and faith in the name. So we're just making a point here that if you're going to receive anything from God, whether it's salvation, whether it's healing, whether it's prosperity, you are going to have to receive it how? By faith and not by what you see or feel. So the spirit of faith, let's take a look at this in 2 Corinthians 4:13. And we know that Peter must have had the spirit of faith because he did what? He believed and then he spoke. It says, "And faith in the name," it was the name and faith in the name. And he said what? "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So he must have had a spirit of faith. He believed, and then he did what? He spoke. So 2 Corinthians 4:13, it says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore what? Have I spoken? We also believe, and therefore we speak." So as I was saying earlier, when you have a spirit of faith, you hear things a little differently. You don't hear it from a vantage point of fear. You hear it, and your immediate response should be a faith response. And let's take a look at Hebrews 11:6. And we looked at this on Sunday, but I want to look at this again and then add some thoughts to this. Hebrews 11:6 in the King James. And it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So we were sharing on Sunday that there are some things you should do and there's things that you must do. And so here, the writer of Hebrews, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, said that we must believe that God is. Well, that doesn't mean that God exists. It doesn't mean that we're to come believing that God exists. It means that he is what? He is my healer. He is my provider. He is all in all to me. He is my peace. He is my banner. He is everything to me. And so he is what? He's also my Savior. So when I come to him, I believe that he is my healer, since we're talking about healing, and that he what? He rewards with healing. In other words, he's willing to heal. He's providing it. And so in the Passion Translation, I know this says a little differently, and it says, and without faith living within us, it would be impossible to please God. For we come to God in faith, knowing that he is real and that he rewards the faith of those who passionately seek him. So we come to God believing that he is the healer, and that I come believing that he is the rewarder. He's willing to heal. He rewards. And it's provided for in my redemption through Christ. But one thing I wanted to look at here, when we talk about coming with this spirit of faith, believing that he is the healer, you know, when you think about the woman with the issue of blood, and let's just highlight that exchange here. She came expecting to get something from God. She had suffered how many years? 12 years. Spent all that she had, and what does it say? Nothing better. She didn't get any better. But she heard of Jesus. So she heard something about Jesus. And she must have heard, you know, I was just reminding myself here, in, I believe it's in Luke chapter 6, and the account where, let me just get there and read it. And it talks about how, let me see here. Maybe it wasn't Luke 6. But it talked about how they all came out of Judea and Jerusalem and the surrounding seacoast, Tyre and Sidon. And they all came and did what? Touched him. They sought to touch him. And it says, and virtue went out of him. And they were all healed. So she must have heard that Jesus, when people touched him, that virtue flowed from him. She heard of Jesus, and she came in the press and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And some of the other translations, as we shared in the Amplified and the Passion Translation, it says she kept saying. So in order for us to receive, there has to be a spirit of faith. We have to do what? Believe and speak, and as the scripture says, we're to not cast therefore away our confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. So one of the stories I wanted to look at this evening, there's a few, but I want to take a look at the story of David in 1 Samuel 17, and we look at somebody who we definitely know had the spirit of faith, because he believed, and he did what? He spoke. So 1 Samuel 17, in verse 37, and of course you know the story, talks about the Philistine, Goliath. And he said he taunted them for how many days? 40 days he taunted them. He came out and just railed on them. And so he was a big guy. It said he was, in the King James, it said he was 6 cubits and a span. It was 9 3/4 feet. And so he was basically 10 foot tall. That's pretty tall. And so, you know, I'm sure, you know, they looked at him as what they said, a giant. So we can see here from this story that even his own brothers railed on him, and and it says here, Eliab's anger was kindled against David when he said, you know, aren't we going to do anything about this? And so he kind of just brushed him off, or as they say, blew him off, kicked him under the bus, said, why don't you just go back and you know, deal with the few sheep you're dealing with? We're soldiers out here. What are you doing out here? So he goes on, and in verse 37, when David responds to, he's responding to Saul, and he was telling Saul about how he kept his father's sheep and so forth. But down here, in verse 37, it said, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you. So here's what we're saying, that when you have a spirit of faith, you position yourself, you have a different standing, you have a different position, you hear things differently. He went there and heard Goliath talking his stuff, but he heard it differently than the Israelites that were there. They were in what? Fear. Fear caused them to not respond and to go out and do battle with the Philistine. So here we see that David responded differently. His faith, his spirit, his attitude responded differently. And so when we look at positioning ourselves to receive something from God, when we want to position ourselves, this for me means, you know, sometimes we talk about, you know, I was using an example on Sunday about sports, that if you don't run the play, then you're not in the position that you should be in to receive the ball, whether it's football, whether it's baseball, whether it's basketball. You know, if they're going to go pass a pass to you, if you're not running the play, you're not there. So that's a simple example. But here, when we talk about position, it can be a place, but it also can be a standing. It can be, I'm positioned to respond in a certain way. So I can be positioned in fear, or I can be positioned in faith. Well, how do I get positioned in faith? I have to feed on the Word of God. I've got to look to Him. When we come to Him, we come believing that He is my deliverer and He is a rewarder. This is what David did, and he spoke it. So he positioned himself to receive from God, because what did he do? He said, the Lord that delivered me. He was making a profession of some things here. He said, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. So he was making a profession. All of them were cowering. All of them were, you know, shaking in their boots, so to speak. And he was making this profession to Saul and to those that heard him. I'm going to take this guy down. And what did he say? What was the response of Saul? He said, go and the Lord be with you. But we can see in the rest of that exchange that the Philistine would, you know, taunted David, said, what do you come out here? You know, what do you think I am, a dog? And what did David's response to all of that. In verse 45, David said something. He said to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with the spear and with the shield," natural things. "But I come to thee in what? The name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast what? Defied." And so even here, this spirit of faith responded differently. It heard the accusations, it heard the taunts, you know, and sometimes we need to respond similarly. What healed the man at the gate beautiful? The name and faith in the name. And there was a response to that differently. So here, as we walk through physical ailments in our body, we need to respond from a place or a position of faith, an attitude of faith. That, yeah, this may be going on in my body, but the name and faith in that name, I command this sickness to leave my body in the name of Jesus. And what? We've been sharing. Positioning ourselves is what? Acting. What do we say? The other lesson, the switch of faith. The switch of faith is believing that I've received something from God and that it's what? Working. It's working in my body. So I have to come believing that He is and that He is a rewarder. So He's given me something. I don't have to wait to get something from God that's already been bought and paid for. He already says, by His stripes, we were healed. So I need to do what? Believe that I receive from Him the healing for my body. Believe it and do what? And confess that it's working in my body. This is what David did. He said, the God that delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, He will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. So we need to have that kind of spirit of faith when it comes for something that we've already been delivered from the curse of the law. So God, through Christ, has delivered us from sickness and disease. So what do we do? We receive His word. We receive His healing. We have faith in His word, which does what? Causes the power of God to be released in our body. And we believe that it's what? Working. It's working in our bodies. Now let's take another look in Numbers chapter 13. When we look at the story of the 12 spies going into the Canaan land, which at the beginning of chapter 13, let's take a look at Numbers 13 and 30. But you know the story where at the beginning of chapter 13, the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, "Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel." So He's given it unto them. Now He's saying, here, go in and scout it out. He never told them to go in and see how big they were, whether they were big, bad, strong, what the impossibilities were. He said, just go in and spy out the land. And so here we see that Moses sent them in, from one from every tribe, a leader from every tribe, and they went in. And what does it talk about? They came back, they had a report, they said that, yeah, surely it floweth with milk and honey. And so in verse 28, "But nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled." So now they're given a bad report, an evil report. And in verse 30, what does it say? "And Caleb did what? He stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." So he never said, well, he responded. And my point here is that when you have a spirit of faith, you may hear something differently and respond differently. He didn't respond, oh my God, what are we going to do? Yeah, that, I hear what you're saying. No, he said, let us go up at once and take it, for we're well able. Why are they well able? Because God is with them. And he said, I give it to you. So here we can see in this story that they continued, even at the end of chapter 13, in verse 13, in verse 32, it says, they brought up an evil report about the land. And in verse 33, it says, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Isn't it interesting? And, be interesting to note here. See if you can answer this question. Who got what they said? Meaning, when they spoke, who got what they said? Both of them did. Both received what they said. In other words, Joshua and Caleb ultimately went in. They got what they said. They were going to take the land. And they ultimately did. They had to wander, but they went in and took it eventually. And what happened? And the ones that had the evil report, they got what they said also. They weren't able. And they wandered and they had to die off. So it's interesting that we need to watch what we say with our mouths. And this pertains to when we talk about healing in our body. You may get a report from the doctor, but you need to stick with what God's word says. In other words, I am well able through faith to overcome this sickness or disease in my body because what? Because of the blood of Jesus, I've been redeemed from sickness and disease. And the blood overcomes. And so we need to make sure that we're watching what we say regarding sickness and disease that may be in our bodies. We need to make sure that we're speaking from a place or a position of faith, believing and speaking. Now let's look at one other account here in Luke chapter 5 and verse 19. This is the story of the man with the palsy. And we know here that from this story in Luke chapter 5, Jesus was teaching, and verse says he was teaching Pharisees and doctors of the law. And it says the power of the Lord was present to heal them. But verse 19, it talks about what? The man with palsy, and he was carried by four. And verse 19, what does it say? It says, and when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they did what? They went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst of Jesus. I tell you, that must have been a scene. So here, this is the spirit of faith. In other words, just because there was a multitude and they couldn't get in, they said, we're going to get what we're coming for. They knew Jesus was there. He was coming to get it. So he must have said something to those four men. They all had to be in agreement because Jesus went on in verse 20 and he said, and when he saw their faith, he said unto the man, man, thy sins be forgiven thee. So they had to have all been in faith and they all had to have been in agreement. That man must have said, I'm getting what I came here for. Let's get up on the roof. Let me down through the roof. And what did they do? They broke up the roof and let him down in. And so Jesus must have been pleased by his faith, and he rewarded him with what? Healing. He said, man, rise up. Further on down, he said, arise, take up thy couch, and go into thy house. So he was what? He was healed, but he came in faith. Why? Because Jesus said he saw their faith. So we need to make sure, what we were sharing on Sunday, that when we talk about faith, we need to make sure that we're coming to God in faith, that he is my healer. I'm receiving something from him. I believe I've received it. And what? I'm acting upon it. I'm acting as if I am healed. How do I act as if I'm healed? I say so. I believe that I've received my healing, and it is working in my body. That's faith. That's acting as if. That's doing something I couldn't do before. Lifting your arm, bending over, doing something that you couldn't do before, acting as if. What did Peter do? He picked that man up that was sitting at the gate, beautiful, picked him up, and he said, rise, stand up and walk. And I said, the man, immediately strength came into him, and he got up and leaped and walked with them into the temple. So you can see here that we need to make sure that we are responding to things that we see differently than the world responds. What does the scripture say? 1 John 5:4. It says, and whosoever is what? Born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So we need to make sure that we keep our faith active and that our faith is speaking what we believe. And what we believe and our convictions are based on the redemptive work of Christ. So I trust that you're connecting with this, that as we go through, you may have gotten a hit with a bad report. There may be something that's rattled you, so to speak, but you need to respond just like David responded concerning Goliath. You need to respond the same way that Joshua and Caleb responded. You need to rise up and say, I believe God, and I believe that his healing power has been received by me, and it is working in my body. And you need to speak to those conditions that may try to come in your body, and you say, no, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And you feed on the Word of God. You know, when you think about just in the book of John, in John chapter 3, when it talks about in verse 14, when it says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up. And this story from Numbers, they were being what? Bitten by serpents. And he just said, if you just put this image of a bronze serpent, and as they look upon the serpent, so it's important, what are we looking at? What are we fixing our gaze upon? Are we fixing our gaze on the problem and the issue, or are we fixing our gaze upon the Word of God? Are we fixing our gaze upon Jesus? And as we do, that this is why when the Scripture says, my son, attend unto my word, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and what? Health to all their flesh. And then it goes on to say, keep thy heart, or guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it come the issues of life. So we need to make sure that we're keeping our gaze and our focus upon things that do what? Stir faith in us, so that when we need to respond, we're responding with a spirit of faith. Glory to God. So I trust that you got something, a little something to feed upon. But as you walk through this week, keep your eyes upon the Word of God. Meditate, listen to faith-filled messages. Listen to things that will cause you and stir you or provoke you to faith and love. So again, feed upon these messages. And I decree, if you're watching and you've got a symptom in your body, you by faith touch that area and you speak to it, and I command every symptom that's represented in people watching this broadcast, I command it to dissipate. I command cancer to dissolve. I command blood pressure to be normal. I command tumors to leave. I command vertebrae to be made straight. I command kidneys to function normally in the name of Jesus. And I decree that those watching are healed in Jesus' name. And I give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And before we leave this broadcast, let's just take the opportunity for those who may not know Jesus as their Savior. And according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, we are to do what? Confess that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Savior. And that God raised him from the dead. And it says, if you do that, you shall be saved. So why don't we just make this simple profession? If you're watching and you never did that or you don't recall, let's make this profession of faith. Father God, I come to you looking for your salvation. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. I confess that he is my Savior. I confess that he took my sins and he took them to hell. And now I believe that when it was paid for, sin was paid for in sickness, that you raised him from the dead. And I believe that and confess that with my mouth. I ask that you cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Make something new of me. Change my heart. And I believe that I am saved. If you said that simple prayer, made that simple confession of faith, then you became born again. You've become a brand new person in Christ, a new creation in Christ. Let us know. Send us an email or call us and or write us whatever that you desire. And we'll send you some free information as to who you've become in Christ. Glory to God.